SBS.
O SBS.
SBS.
O SBS.
SBS Radio.
Investigations are taking place into whether simple heart scans can quickly detect weakened heart muscles at a very early stage to identify and treat those patients who are high risk of suddenly dying but do not know it. Dr. Saurabh Kumar is also studying new technologies used for a procedure that can burn away the scar tissue where the faulty signals originate. We have been privileged to have Dr. Kumar on the line so we can ask more about this research that he has done. Good morning, Dr. Kumar.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for giving us time to talk to you about this.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Right. Firstly, can you tell us more about the research?
Sure. The research that we're focused on is the broad issue of sudden cardiac death or cardiac arrest. About 15,000 young Australians die unexpectedly every year. It's one of the most common causes of death in young Australians under the age of 35, and usually such patients are otherwise fit and healthy. Now, sudden cardiac death is usually because of an abnormal rhythm from the bottom muscular chamber of the heart that's responsible for pumping blood to the rest of the body.
Mm.
And those arrhythmias occur commonly because of blocked arteries or coronary artery disease. But the area of my research is looking at other reasons, and they're twofold. Firstly, you can have a faulty electrical system, which can go haywire and cause cardiac arrest, or you can be born with unhealthy heart muscle. And these two conditions are often inherited through family, so there might be a family history of someone dying suddenly. And the goal of my research is to understand why cardiac arrest happens and how we can prevent it. So we've been doing a number of different types of research. Firstly, we're looking at the electrical causes, trying to identify them through genetic testing, gene tests. But also we're looking at special variations of the ultrasound techniques that are currently available. So you can do ultrasound of the heart and look at very sensitive markers that allow us to detect weakened heart muscle before it's obvious to the doctor. So these are very sensitive techniques. So your pump function might be normal, but there are some other markers that might be abnormal that suggest some increased risk. And lastly, we're looking at and creating very detailed electrical roadmaps of the heart in patients who have arrhythmias that can lead to sudden death. And those electrical roadmaps tell us where the scar tissue is, and we can target it. And we can deliver heat energy to the heart using special catheters that are available now. And we're looking at ways of improving that technology.
Right. For an ordinary person, are there any warning signs of inherited heart muscle disease?
So the biggest thing is the family history of sudden death. Arrhythmias tend to have very mixed symptoms. Not all arrhythmias are dangerous. In fact, most commonly arrhythmias are very benign. They come from the top chamber of the heart, and all of us just experience occasional missed beats or irregular beats. But certainly if you have fast heart beats for a long period of time, more than 5 or 10 minutes, racing in the chest, dizziness, loss of consciousness, chest discomfort, then that's very concerning. But unfortunately, patients who are at risk of sudden death sometimes don't have any symptoms, and sudden death and cardiac arrest is the first presentation.
Right. What does the new technology involve?
Well, there's been surgery for arrhythmia available for a long time. It's called keyhole surgery or ablation. And here we insert electrical wires into the heart through the groin, and we study the electrical signals that are generated by the heart, and we can tell where the scar tissue is that's giving rise to the arrhythmia. And we can burn away or cauterize that area. But the problem is this technology has not been 100% effective. And the reason for that is because we're not able to tell the present technology or the past technology how much force we're delivering onto the heart. So we couldn't tell how much heat energy is going into the heart and couldn't control it. But with new technology, is a sensor in these electrical wires that allows us to measure the force with which we push the heart. And that gives us a little more control over how much heat energy to give. And also, it may result in improvement in the success rate of the procedure and perhaps improve safety. But we're studying that to see if that technology is going to improve things for us.
So you need more research in this area?
Correct. So we need to look at multiple different studies we're doing right now, looking at how much energy is necessary, how much force is necessary to try to safely do the procedure and improve the success rate.
Where can people go for more information?
Sure. So the National Heart Foundation at heartfoundation.org.au is a major funding body that supports sudden cardiac death research, and this month is the Big Heart Appeal, where more than 65,000 volunteers have helped door knock individually and collect donations.
Right. We have been speaking with Dr. Sarwar Kumar, who is the sudden cardiac death researcher. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you so much.
Right. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.